Welcome, listeners, to a new episode of the Shifting Schools podcast. I'm excited to bring you today's conversation as we continue to talk with professionals across industries on how AI is impacting their work today and into the future, and what we as educators need to be thinking about as we prepare students for their future, not our past. We know that AI is impacting every industry, and today we're joined by Chris Linsell, a real estate technologist who lives at the exciting crossroads of real estate and technology. Chris talks to us today about the future belongs to those who have high technical intelligence as well as high emotional intelligence when it comes to working in the real estate industry, and all industries for that matter. As you listen to this episode, think to yourself, what skills are we focused on right now in our classroom or our school that align with Chris's thinking? I also want to remind you that if you haven't signed up for our 3 Strategies for AI Literacy webinar series, there is still time to do that. You can sign up at shiftingschools.com. And even if you can't make it live, we will be recording the webinars for you to access later. Also, remember that you can save $25 by using the code SSPOD25, all caps, at checkout. All the details and sign up, of course, is at shiftingschools.com. All right. Before we welcome Chris to the show, here's a quick word from today's show sponsors. Discover the power of acknowledgement with Libra. In a world where every staff member's dedication shapes the future, recognizing their efforts becomes our mission. Libra transforms your school into a place where achievements, big and small, are celebrated daily, creating a ripple effect of motivation and pride. Join the recognition revolution with Libra, where every achievement is a cause for celebration. For more information and a free demo, contact me at jeff@shiftingschools.com today. We're excited to have GameStormers as a sponsor of the podcast. GameStormers is a creative storytelling card game for the classroom. In GameStormers, students aim to design the best 5-card narrative using cards from themes such as fantasy, sci-fi, and civilizations, complete with gorgeous art. Each student pitches their 5-card story to the other players, hoping to be voted best overall narrative. All games come with free, standards-aligned lessons on topics such as persuasive speaking, narrative writing, playful assessment, and more. Get your copy and access the free lessons at GameStormEDU.com today. And with that, here is Chris Linsell, a real estate technologist, talking about the intersection of technology and real estate and the skills needed for the future of work. All right. Welcome back to the Shifting Schools podcast. I am so excited to be here with Chris Linsell today, talking about actually 2 of my passions. This is a great podcast episode. My passion in real estate, my passion in technology, and my passion in education. As you know, listeners, we've been doing a series on looking at how is AI impacting other places outside of education. We are always talking about the future of work. How are we making sure we're preparing students for their future and not our past? And I'm excited to have Chris here today to talk about the intersection between technology and real estate and maybe get into a little AI conversation as well. So Chris, welcome to the podcast. And my first question for you is, you are a, and I quote, real estate technologist, which I mean, someday I would love to be that. A very cool job title. Can you walk listeners through what that is and how do you get that job?
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff, great to be with you here. And thanks for the question to jump us off. I love talking about this role and about these topics. And that's really the primary requirement to be a real estate technologist is interest and passion that focuses at the intersection between real estate and technology. And this is especially important right now because the real estate industry at large is going through a period of disruption, and that disruption is powered primarily through technology. So my role as a real estate technologist is to understand how technology both affects and influences for the future the real estate industry and experience, both for consumers and for professionals. My primary time focus is often with professionals who are operating in what they consider to be a new world, thanks to the technology that continues to disrupt their business. But ultimately, most of my work comes back around to consumers, because I operate with a single professional mission in my career, which is I believe that better real estate starts with better real estate agents. And so if I want to create better opportunities for housing accessibility, for housing and market balance, and for the chance that anyone who would want to own a home has the opportunity to move in that direction, if I believe in those missions, it starts with serving the professionals who are making communities a place where people can live. And being a real estate technologist gives me that chance in lots of exciting ways.
I love that. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of these technologies that are disrupting something like the real estate industry. I think probably most listeners know of something like Redfin or Zillow, and even those, I mean, that technology has been out for a while now, that just allows anybody who buys to go and literally you get to view homes without even contacting an agent, right? You get to swipe through photos. And when we think about, I think that was a disruption. What other disruptions are you seeing that are happening now or that were even in the short-term future that you're saying, what, these are some of the technologies that are really going to disrupt or are disrupting this industry?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I really like the way you framed it, because technology platforms like Zillow powered what I identify as the last great real estate disruption. This is when real estate became digitized, when the founder of Zillow, co-founder of Zillow, a guy named Rich Barton, was once asked what the purpose of Zillow was. He said in a single sentence that it is a light in a dark room. This is a platform that is designed to offer information and access to people where it didn't exist before. And that's a great backdrop to talking about the disruptions of today. The disruptions powered by technology today are also significantly about access. They are about unlocking information, dialogue, and opportunity, primarily for consumers, but also for professionals. So let's just use the easiest example. The thing that most people have heard of when it comes to artificial intelligence is ChatGPT.
Right.
ChatGPT for real estate professionals is providing a free, accessible, and nearly always present real estate office assistant who can answer questions in a way that Google simply couldn't, or at least wasn't, just 18 months ago. It has provided an interface that allows real estate professionals of all experience levels, whether it's your first day in the office or you've been in the office for 50 years, it allows these professionals access to information and an ability to digest that information by means of asking questions that wasn't available before. So to some degree, from a professional standpoint, tools like ChatGPT and artificial intelligence in general is a playing field leveler. It's offering access to strategies, to insights into the market, into approaches to successful business that before you had to be in the club or at least be in the business for a certain amount of time before you learned or had the access to a mentor who had learned those things. Today, ChatGPT and other artificial intelligence tools are accelerating the ramp into that first level of success for many early professionals. And they're also putting a couple of threats into the business of seasoned professionals who kind of relied on closed doors and garden-walled strategies that only they knew about, those doors have been flung open and the gates to the garden have been opened and we're all in the same space now. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and I love that. And as listeners know, our other company is in real estate. And I'll just echo what you're saying. I know that in the last couple of years, real estate before the pandemic and even through the pandemic, I have a lot of real estate, of course, contacts, and everybody was like, this is the easiest time it's ever been to sell a home. Like interest rates are 3%. I mean, it was just everybody selling homes. Here in the Seattle area, homes were going for prices, $100,000, $200,000 over asking, and nothing was sitting on the market. And then all of a sudden the market changed, right? The interest rates go up and you have to know these strategies in a different market. And if you don't know those strategies, or if you are a new real estate agent and you haven't been through a downturn like this where interest rates go up, prices aren't actually dropping, at least here in the Seattle area, not very much. And so you find yourself in this new struggle of, well, what do you mean I can't list a house and sell it in 2 weeks? That's just not where we find ourselves. And so there's these new strategies that you have to somehow figure out on your own. And if you don't have, to your point, if you don't have a mentor, if you're not in the club, how do you find out what these new strategies or different strategies are based on the economic times we find ourselves in? Because it continues to change and evolve. And something like ChatGPT, to go and ask questions, to give it some ideas, to bounce ideas off of it of what do you think about this or what do you think about that, I think is an incredibly, to your point, it's a virtual assistant that I have sitting next to me where I can bounce ideas off of it and just be able to level up my own game. And I love your phrasing, to unlock the doors to that knowledge that was kind of a walled community of those that knew it and kept it there. That's so cool. Thank you for tuning into Shifting Schools. Let's pause our discussion to spotlight Libra HQ, a breakthrough in using AI to deepen connections within organizations. Imagine an environment where every staff member feels truly seen and valued. This is the heart of Libra's mission. Libra transforms how leaders celebrate and recognize the personal and professional milestones of their team members. It's not just about reminders. Libra's AI dives deeper, offering insight into enhanced team cohesion and promote a culture where support and acknowledgement are paramount. Picture a school where every individual is acknowledged, from work achievements to personal victories, creating a culture of appreciation in just minutes a day. In these challenging times, where the demands on educators have never been higher, Libra offers a way for school leaders to lead with true empathy and compassion, ensuring every team member feels an integral part of their community's success. Discover how Libra can revolutionize your school's culture. For a demo, contact me at jeff@shiftingschools.com. Let's build a future where every educator and staff member feels connected and valued. And now, let's get back to our conversation.
To be clear, like as an advocate and an educator when it comes to technology, I think it's important that I say this isn't necessarily new. Google and search engines at large were doing a version of this task. I mean, have been doing this for a long time. The difference is when you go to Google and you search real estate marketing strategies, you are returned a list of content that you are then responsible for sifting through, for nominating what strategies are good, which strategies aren't going to work for you, for prioritizing the opportunities that the information that you have been presented, prioritizing which of those opportunities will make sense for your particular business, and you are responsible for sifting through all of the ideas that aren't good, that happen to have gamed a particular aspect of the Google search algorithm and have appeared on your page. You are responsible for all of this massive volume of information. And so ChatGPT and other large language models. This is the type of artificial intelligence kind of system that we're talking about. What they've done is they have taken that responsibility, which is the sort, interpret, prioritize, and present. That's all of the hard work on our end as seekers of this information. It's taken that process and completed it for us and made a presentation to us that is ready and usable. So instead of me going through and clicking the first 10 blue links that show up on the Google page and copying down the things that I think are interesting and then trying to prioritize the things that I've copied and then put together some cohesive strategy, something else, one of these large language model systems, has done that for us. And so this becomes an incredibly powerful tool, especially for professionals who are rich in terms of their desire and their motivation, but poor in terms of time. Because if I have an incredible opportunity, let's say I've got an opportunity to serve a particular market in my community, but I do not have the time, whether it's because I'm a part-time real estate professional, whether it's because I'm already serving some other markets and I don't have the time to really address the specific needs of the folks who I've identified, or whether it's something else altogether, whether it's something, whatever it is that is preventing you from the having the time and the mental energy to organize that effort, that was 20 months ago a missed opportunity that would likely be gone forever. Right. Today, those are no longer missed opportunities. So the chance to use these systems to not just improve, but to multiply your business, we are just getting started here.
Yeah, I love that. And seeing that we're on this topic, I will share a perfect example of this. My wife and I just put an offer in, this is a couple of weeks ago now, on a new property we were looking to purchase. And we felt the purchase price was way too high. I mean, in today's market and what things are going on, we're just like, this is way too high. And so we started digging in to figure out, like, what do we believe would be a fair market value for this house that we wanted to purchase? So we're doing all of this research and we finally get down to our number and we decide and we're like, okay, well, now how do we present this to the agent and to the seller? And so we went to ChatGPT and we said, here's what they want for the house. Here's what we're willing to pay for the house. And here is, in bullet point format, here is all of the reasonings that we believe the house is worth our price. And we just asked ChatGPT, could you take all of this and could you write a professional email to a real estate agent explaining to them why we believe the house is worth this much? Matt, Chris, it was unbelievable. I mean, the way that it put together the information, the way that it put together the numbers of appreciation has only been 3% the last 2 years and And it's just going through. It was, and my wife and I get done with it. And I mean, I use ChatGPT all the time, but we got done with it. And I was like, this is incredible. Like, we had to make some edits. Of course, it's not perfect, but we made a couple edits and we sent it off. We didn't get the house. But the interesting thing is when we ask the seller, well, this is our data and we've presented you with our data. What data are you using for the price that you're trying to get for your house? And it was really interesting because they just wrote back and said, well, that's just what we want. Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, if only things work that way, I really want $50,000 for my car. It's only worth $10,000. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. But it was just an incredible experience. Even for someone who uses ChatGPT to say, like, oh, I don't know how to formulate this type of email, right? I don't know how to formulate this to a seller or to a buyer. And to have my thought partner, ChatGPT, sitting there and saying, can you help me? How do I put this together so a real estate agent understands what I'm trying to say and do it in a way that is, and it unlocked that possibility for us. We didn't get the house, but It was one of those, even for me, was an aha moment of, oh my gosh, this is going to be a game changer for people. And especially the way real estate is going. I mean, you can have any home buyer can do this same sort of thing. Like, you could almost copy and paste right out of all the information inside of Zillow and say, what can you tell me more about this home? Or can you phrase this in a different way? Or what is in this listing that is missing that I need to be asking questions about?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well,
and allow these AIs to do that for you.
You bring up a really wonderful intersection of this technology and its pursuit into industries like real estate. And whenever I'm talking to folks who are either considering getting into real estate or talking to students or educators about the real estate space and the emergence of these tools, I tell them, one, that these are tools and they are not replacements. Mm. And this is an important point to make because to your specific scenario here, the reason your perfectly worded ChatGPT generated persuasive letter that accompanied your real estate offer, the reason that this didn't work had nothing to do with ChatGPT. It had everything to do with the fact that there are humans on both sides of these transactions,
right,
one of which said, well, this is just what we want.
Yeah.
There is no logic and reasoning that ChatGPT is going to produce that is going to counter that particular argument. However, that argument can be countered and can be reasoned with when you have a thoughtful, empathetic, soft skill enabled professional who can say, well, let's unpack this a little bit. Is it that, for instance, if I was your agent and I was in this situation, what I would have said to that response is, well, I can understand why you would want that. Is it, help me dig into that a little bit. Is it that you have a certain dollar amount you need to get from this property in order to make your next purchase? Is it that you have a certain time frame involved right now that says you need to get this amount of money because this opportunity is leaving in a certain period of time? What are the specific reasons behind this number for you? Let's figure out how we can structure a deal so that you can still get what you want and we can have a number that makes sense for everybody. Those conversations don't happen from one computer to another. They happen with a skilled professional who can recognize the human motivations behind the actions of buyers and sellers. And so whenever I'm working either as a consultant or a coach for new or soon to be or considering to be real estate professionals, I tell them the most effective way you can enter this industry is if you prepare yourself to be the expert user of the most cutting-edge tools like technology and artificial intelligence, and pair that tool expertise with the sort of empathy and soft skills necessary to recognize when people are being people and how to interpret their behavior such that we can come to an agreement, whether it's on a contract, whether it's on a listing price, whether it's just on whether or not we see homes on Saturday or Sunday.
Right.
These are soft skills that there is no ChatGPT answer for, but they must be paired. The technology must be paired with a human who is skilled in dealing with other humans.
I love that. And our approach here and the approach that I've been supporting states with as we're rolling out state guidance for AI with K-12 educators is all around this idea of a human-centered approach, right? And I think that's what you're talking about, is understanding first and foremost, at the end of the day, this is not going to replace humans. It is a tool to be leveraged in any way possible to make our work faster, better, easier, time-saving, as you mentioned. But at the end of the day, there are still human skills that are very, very much needed in doing the work that gets done on a daily basis. Let's talk about GameStorm EDU. Their educational card game, GameStormers, allows students to become game designers, writers, persuasive speakers, and most importantly, storytellers. During the game, each player assumes the role of an up-and-coming creator trying to make the next big game narrative. As students select cards they will use to create their ideal five-card story, they use critical thinking and creativity to determine how to weave each card into the overall tale they will share at the end of the game. The best part? Each student flexes their persuasive speaking muscles in pitching their idea to the judge for the round and the other players, hoping to win them over with their narrative. Game Stormers works well for learners as young as 6 years old who use the game's beautiful art to tell their tale. While the mechanics are unique enough to appeal to high schoolers aiming to use the ideas generated to develop their own game designs. For educators, GameStormerEDU.com provides all of the standard aligned lessons necessary to launch into creative activities following gameplay. Lessons include topics such as the math of game design, learning vocabulary through gameplay learning, engaging in narrative writing, and more. Score your copy of Game Stormers and access these free lessons at GameStormEDU.com today. My last question here is, and as we're talking with listeners who might be interested in job opportunities, or maybe they have a student who is thinking like, oh, I want to be a real estate person when I grow up and I love technology. You mentioned the idea of soft skills, and I love that because we talk about this all the time, that these are some of the most critical things that teachers can be talking to students about. What are other skill sets that you would say are in there? Like that idea of empathy, I think, was huge. Being able to understand what does somebody else need out of a deal, or what does somebody else need to get, or how do I make sure that I'm meeting the needs of others? What are some other skills that you see as we are preparing students for a future where, whether we want it to or not, AI is going to be there? It's not like that we're just going to disappear this technology one day. It's there. It's going to only continue to get better. What are some of those other skills that you see that you think right now as an educator we should be focusing in on with kiddos for the future?
So there are two categories here, and I'm really glad you asked. And just so I love this question in part because I'm passionate about this, but also because I come from a family of educators. My dad was a longtime elementary school teacher and principal. Right. My mom was a longtime college professor, and I have a particular investment personally in the success of students, especially in public school systems. No shade on private school, but I'm a product of public schools and have two kids of my own in public schools. And I'm constantly having this conversation with them and with other folks in the community. So I'm glad to have this here with you. These skills fall into two categories. The first is what I would call technical intelligence. And I say specifically technical intelligence because the future of real estate is digital. It is not, and when I say this, I don't mean to say that there are no longer analog experiences that will be a part of real estate. There certainly will be. People live in physical homes. We don't live in digital homes. We live in physical spaces. And so there will always be analog experiences, in real life experiences that happen. But the skills necessary to build and scale a successful real estate business of the future, and I'm talking 12 months from now and 12 years from now, these skills are technical skills. These are digital skills. So if you want to be successful in this field, you must have a good understanding of how business operates on a digital technical level. You need to know how to operate computer database systems. You need to understand how digital marketing happens. You need to understand how communication happens in the digital realm. And I don't just mean texting. I mean the differences, the variations and complexities between video calls, voice calls, text messages, emails, social media communication. These are all nuanced differences that the mediocre professionals can't tell the difference between, and the advanced top performing professionals can tell you specifically the difference between. So this is the first category, a technical skill set and expertise that will allow you to function in a digital first business, because that's what real estate is. And the definitions are going to change here. I tell folks all the time, my job as a real estate technologist is to provide new answers to old questions. The answers are going to continue to change, whether it's where do I market? Is it on TikTok? Is it on Facebook? Is it through email? Is it, who knows? Like, those answers are going to change. But the fact that we will have a technical digital first thrust, that will not change. So that's the first category. is a technical skill set. The second category is what I would consider an emotional skill set. To recognize that real estate, maybe even particularly real estate, because there are so many emotions that are tied to where we live, real estate requires an emotional intelligence that other professions don't typically require. We require the ability to understand, to interpret, and to emote to our community, to our clients, and to our colleagues in a way that will effectively communicate the messages that we're trying to send and accomplish the goals we're trying to accomplish. So let me give you a great example of this. When you are marketing, let's say you are in a listing appointment with a client. They've invited you into your home to see if you are the right real estate professional to list their home for sale. And you're sitting at their kitchen table and you're discussing the value of their property. Somebody without emotional intelligence and awareness is going to talk about the value of this property solely in the context of the specific numbers on a spreadsheet, the square footage in the basement, the number of half bathrooms upstairs, the technical details. And they are going to leave out the fact that Mr. and Mrs. Seller also watched their children take their first steps in the living room. And that is worth something. It may not be a quantifiable dollar amount that can fit on a spreadsheet or be quantified by ChatGPT, but to that seller, there is value there. Value that is difficult to describe, but still it exists. And so keeping that in mind, as an example, professionals who have a highly developed emotional intelligence skill set to be able to communicate, to be able to interpret emotions, and to be able to understand that the words that we say are not always they're not always choreographed to the specific intentions that they point to. There may be other components to the words that we say that require interpretation. This sort of intelligence is a requirement. It's not optional any longer. This is required. And I'll put it to you this way. There are plenty of real estate professionals right now who do a terrible job at this. And most of those real estate professionals that do a terrible job of this, they are operating in the lower quarter or 20% of performance for this industry. It is consistent. I've been doing this for a long time. I can tell you, no matter how many times the answers to the technology questions change, what remains consistently the same is that the agents with high levels of emotional intelligence operate at the top of the market, and agents with low levels of emotional intelligence operate at the bottom of it. So if you can pair that emotional intelligence with a technical expertise and skill set, the sky's the limit. People are always going to need a place to live. There's always going to be reasons to buy and sell homes. This is the skill set that will lead the next generation of real estate.
And I love that. And I'm sure you will be there right with me that these aren't just skill sets for real estate. Like the pairing of those skill sets, I think in almost any industry, I think there are very few industries where those two skill sets together, that the world is your oyster. I mean, if you have high, I love technical intelligence and high emotional intelligence, it doesn't matter what the industry is. I think that is a really critical piece of it. And I really appreciate you talking about that. And for any educators out there that are listening, we talk about this a lot on the podcast of the importance of that emotional intelligence of getting kids to understand there's more than just the house, or there's more than just whatever it is we're working on, that there is emotion in these things. And being able to relate with other people at that level is a critical, critical skill moving forward. So,
and I would do my dad a disservice if I didn't also say you will position yourself very successfully if you also come into the real estate space with the ability to continue to be a learner into your adulthood. I can tell you real estate has changed dramatically since I entered the space. And one of the reasons why I have been able to continue to be successful and enable those around me to be successful is that we know how to learn. That I learned how to learn a little bit later than I would be, than I wish I did. I mean, I wish I had learned this earlier or turned the switch back on earlier. Yeah. But if you know how to learn and are hungry to continue to learn, that's going to be a major driver of your success too.
Yeah, I love that. As my wife and I are quickly learning how to build a duplex that we've never done before. And all of a sudden we're trying to figure out how do you fill out permits for a new build? Like we've never done a new build before. And so we're back into this. I mean, our learning curve around new builds is huge right now because mm-hmm. we've only ever bought old homes and fixed them up. So to your point and being excited about it, being excited mm-hmm. about whatever it is, like your passion, technology and real estate is your passion. And you find a way to bring those two things together, I think is really where that intersection is for a future generation mm-hmm. is like, how do you take your passions, bring them together and continue to learn around those passions as things continue to change. Mm-hmm. Chris, thank you so much for spending time with us today. If there are educators or other people listening to this that maybe want to reach out and have more conversations with you, or maybe they have a student that they're like, oh my gosh, I need Chris to talk to this kid in my classroom. Well, what mm-hmm. may be the best way for people to reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. You can visit me at my website, pretty easy to find, chrislinsell.com. I am also pretty active on social media. You can find me. I do a lot of conversation starting on LinkedIn. So feel free to search me on LinkedIn, pretty easy to. And if you're interested in learning a little bit more about the work that I'm doing, I do a fair amount of traveling and speaking at real estate conferences and events across the country. And I also serve as the director of content at a real estate technology company called Luxury Presence. And you can find us online at luxurypresence.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll make sure there are links to all of that in the show notes as well for people listening who might have that student that they're like, oh my gosh, I need Chris to talk to this kid, or I've got to get him connected on social media so they can see what's going on. So I appreciate that, Chris.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. And thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Jeff. Hope to speak to you again soon.